This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and you might even find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Franz Ferdinand. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Eric Holland at WFUV. Holland, dude, this is not a new artist, and most of our listeners will be intimately familiar with them. You got a chance to talk to Franz Ferdinand, and this was like a really cool, intimate setting. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, not only did I get a chance to talk to these guys, I sat in the middle of them while they played. Literally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And it was all set up because I had interviewed Alex, I don't know how many years ago, for the Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action is the full title. So when those guys walked in, I had a little eye contact with Alex, and we were both, you know, and I could tell he had some glint that maybe I've run across this ball guy before.
Sure.
So we ended up having some great sushi. There's a great sushi joint.
Nice.
Yeah, near the studio. So we're smoking and joking, and then he said, well, how do you want to do this? And I said, hey, the best way for me is just to go in,
yeah,
and we'll chat between the songs. And he's like, oh, yeah, great. So that's how it unfolded, and I could make eye contact with them all. And you know, Alex fielded the lion's share of the questions, but at one point, Bob Hardy chipped in with a great story about how I used to be working in a kitchen, you know, prior to Franz getting off the ground. So it was really one of the funnest hangs I can remember.
Yeah. And this session is so cool. It does do something a little bit different than listeners are used to on this show. So I hope everybody enjoys. And what are we going to start this session off with?
From the new album, The Human Fear, this is a thing called Bar Lonely.
Hard when the blind won't pull itself up. It's hard to come home when it's so dark. Hard to come home. It's uncertain, but the curtain fell when you were away.
FUV live from the power station with Franz Ferdinand. Eric Holland with all my Franz Ferdinand dreams coming true. As I am set up right in the middle of the five members, the new album is The Human Fear. Thank you so much all for having me. That was called Bar Lonely, and I guess it's a bad sign when the bartender knows you're shot.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Bar Lonely is a real bar as well. Like it's a bar in Tokyo, and Bob and I were in Tokyo one time, went there a few years ago, and we loved this idea of being able to go to a bar where you can just be completely alone, and nobody knows your name, and nobody's glad you came. So that's what the song's about.
In the early days of Franz Ferdinand, it was a very social thing. Making music with your friends, and as you played a long time with each other, I'm sure there was a lot of intuition happening. Many things could be unspoken. At this point, with the human fear, I'm thinking, as we get older, everything becomes less social. and there's also maybe a little less intuition happening than previously with the first album happening for Audrey and Dino, our first full albums. Please talk how significant is that change?
Well, you know, I actually think that being in a band is a very social thing, you know, and it's what makes a big difference, and both in the way that you live your life when you're on tour. You know, you're really super close to each other and you're traveling in a very confined space and having the same experiences together. And I think it's you're very lucky to be able to do it as part of a group. But also, you know, I think there's something that happens to a group of individuals when you do tour together. You do get this kind of intuition, and I think it goes even beyond that. It becomes almost telepathic, you know, the way that you can just sense what everybody else is doing. And like when we're playing just now, like I feel like I'm just connected with everybody in the room, and like I know exactly how everybody else is performing, and without even thinking about it. And I know for us that really happened. We did this greatest hits album, Hits to the Head, a couple of years ago, and we toured that. And
delightfully titled Hits to the Head.
Delightfully titled Hits to the Head. And when we toured that, that's when that magic moment happened with the band. Like, it's just, yeah. And it makes it easy going to the studio, because this is pretty much how we recorded the album. Like, the five of us playing together in a room. Because that's, I love studios and all the magic you can do in a studio, but there's nothing that can replicate the magic that you can do, that you can make when it's just the five of you playing together.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And from an interviewer's perspective, this is also a rare treat, because a lot of times you do these sessions and they Frankenstein it together later. I'll do the chat,
right,
and then they'll send the songs, you know. But to sit in with you all is a brilliant opportunity.
Yeah, literally the five of us are all kind of like standing around you in a circle, like playing right at you. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, I love it. I like the opportunity, because originally the session was supposed to be an acoustic session, and thought, no, I can't go to the powerhouse and just play a bit of acoustic guitar. I need to get a whole band in there. I
mean,
this room's got such a history, you know, like Chic recorded here, Bruce Springsteen, Cyndi Lauper. It's amazing, you know.
And we were here 11 years ago.
We were, yes. We did a wee session then.
And I remember Alex talking about Francois Mitterrand's funeral and the role
of
producers, and the great postcard that gave you inspiration.
Oh, yes, the right thoughts. Yeah. Come home, practically all is nearly forgiven. That's what was written on the postcard.
Now that was I imagine, a rare moment when a song basically exploded in your head from reading a postcard. But is there any kind of parallel on The Human Fear to that?
Yeah, I'm trying. There were certainly no postcards, but like often a lyric will just kind of like explode out your brain. The best ones come out when you're not thinking about it too much. Well, this next song we're going to play, for example, was very much like that. I was sitting at the piano and trying to play. I'm a really bad piano player. Like I play like an idiot, but I enjoy it. And I was trying to play my stupid piano style, and then suddenly all the words started just coming straight out of my head. It was just singing about how I was feeling at that particular moment and how I might respond to that feeling. And before I knew it, there was a song there. And should we play it? Why don't we play it now?
Please do. I think we're talking about Audacious here.
Yes, yeah, this is the song Audacious, yeah.
And it's FUV live from the power station with Franz Ferdinand.
All right, here we go with riff one.
that there's something come undone. An unreeling in the seaming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. But hey there, we don't care. Could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Freeze or run. Standing under the holly tree with exasperated feelings and hey ho, you don't know. Is it a joke? No, I said no. I'm serious, more serious than I've ever.
FUV Live with Franz Ferdinand from the Power Station. The tune is Audacious. The new album is The Human Fear. And I think there's some cigarette lighters waving in your future on that one. That is anthemic.
It's funny. We were playing that in Mexico recently. Like, we're playing at the big Formula One arena kind of place. And people were getting their phones out and doing the modern equivalent, like putting the lights on the phones. And they're like, oh, yeah, we've never really had a song that does that sort of thing before. But it was a nice wee moment.
When I first heard it, you know, it opens up and you say riff one.
Oh, yes.
And so I guess you planted that seed in my head. And then I heard the lyric, so you riff a little harder instead of riff. And I'm thinking, oh, he's using his songwriting experience to make a great metaphor.
That's good. I'm going to start singing that instead. I like that.
I could use a royalty.
Yeah, right. But I like that with songs. Like, I love the fact that a lyric doesn't belong to you when you write it. You know, like, you stick it out there and it has a different meaning for everybody that listens to it, you know. That's cool. Riff a little harder. That's cool.
So the band is Alex Kaprenos, Bob Hardy, Julian Corey, Dino Bardo, and Audrey Tate. We're here at the Power Station. As Alex mentioned, a room with a lot of history.
Yeah, incredible.
And the music is sounding great, getting a few songs here from The Human Fear. The album title came from a real dance floor banger.
Yeah.
Please talk about how you pulled that from Hooked and where you
hit you that you had a bit of a through line for the record?
Sure. You know, like, I've never written a concept album before. I've never, like, sat down and said, I'm going to write an album all to this one idea. I don't think I've got the kind of discipline that you'd need to do that, or the focus anyway. Usually I write songs, like, searching for some, like, lyrics, like, oh, what am I looking for here? Then at the end, when you finish an album, then you kind of overlook and kind of go, right, okay, what are the themes on this record? And usually there are some kind of themes, sort of bringing it all together. And this song, Hook, that you mentioned was the last lyric that was written for the album, and it starts with this line, I've got the fear, I've got the human fear. As I was looking back over the songs, I thought, oh yes, you know, so many of these songs have a different fear kind of underlining them, you know, like Bar Lonely is the fear of breaking up a relationship when you know that it's over. Or The Doctor, that's a song about the fear of leaving an institution, in that case like a hospital. Or The Birds is the fear of being rejected by your peers. And so, yeah, it seemed like an appropriate title. But it also sounds like it could be a heavy metal album or something like that, which it really isn't.
And Jules and Bob both involved in some songwriting?
Yes, that's right, yeah. I mean, Bob and I usually work on lyrics together. In fact, the first song that was written for Franz Ferdinand was Bob and I together. We worked on the lyric of Dark of the Matinee. So it's just continuing that tradition. And yeah, Jules and I did a bit of work together as well. But to be honest, like, the songs really come to life when it's the five of us playing them. And like, when the five of us get in the room and work it out, that's when... Yeah, that's when the life properly comes into them.
Yeah. Well, thanks for dropping in that fun tidbit about the Dark of the Matinee being first.
Right, yeah.
And I think, Bob, you and Alex used to work in a kitchen together, right?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Alex got me a job washing dishes one summer when I was a student. And then after a while, I got to be a chef, which was good. But it was just desserts and cold starters, nothing fancy. But yeah, it was fun, and we worked together quite a lot, just the two of us in the studio, and we just talk about music a lot. And on Saturdays, it was just the pair of us for most of the day, and we'd bring in cassettes to play on the stereo of the kitchen, and then discuss bands and what we loved about music, what music we didn't like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I feel like you've always brought that to the band, a sense of what is the mission of this group. I love that. I remember reading a quote from you sometime, like, I have zero interest in jamming.
Yeah, no, I
don't. Looking for the big picture here.
I guess I come from an art school background, so I, you know, my natural habitat is just sitting around pontificating and talking about ideas rather than actually doing anything. So I try to steer Franz Ferdinand as much in that direction as possible.
You work with producer Mark Ralph.
Yeah, that's
who,
right.
Who also had a toe in on Right Thoughts.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that song was recorded with Mark and a few of the others on that record as well. So yeah, Mark's a great guy. Like, he's really easy company. He's funny, but also a very fast and efficient engineer. And gets any musical reference. You know, you can refer to the most obscure piece of music and he'll get it straight away. And also, he's very up for a bit of experimentation. You know, if you say something like, we don't want to put any close mics on the drums, he'll go, okay, let's do that. Whereas a lot of engineers would say, no, that's not the way you do it. And so, yeah, he's cool. And yeah, just a good laugh. And being in a band, like we're saying, it's a social thing, but with your producer, it's the same thing as well. You know, you're hanging out together for weeks, you want to have a good time while you're making a record.
Yeah, and to have that spirit of adventure is...
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny because, like, Mark's done a lot of electronic music in his time as well, but was really into this idea of us playing live and getting the sort of, like, feel of a live band actually in the studio as well. And that's cool. Not a lot of producers like that.
You recorded a kind of a ton of songs, didn't you? And then... chose your faves for the album?
So when we were writing, certainly there were a few, and quite a few sort of strong contenders that didn't make it to the record. Maybe they'll go on the next one, I don't know. But yeah, it's nice feeling that a record's going to be kind of almost like a best of. You've got like a set of songs and you can think, these are the ones that go together and make a really strong record together. And that's what we kind of got to for this one.
On the song that we mentioned a few minutes ago, Hooked, did your infant son make a cameo?
Could you hear him? Could you? Yeah, yeah. Well, that's who the song's about.
Like, some kind of a goo-goo.
Yeah. that's him making a little sound. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just couldn't stop him. His fourth word was guitar.
Get out.
Yeah, first word was no, then mama and dada, then guitar. Oh. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Bright future.
Yeah, right.
Oh, one of the changes, one of the recent changes in your life, you've moved to France.
Yes, that's right. I'm kind of living in Paris now.
Wow.
That, yeah.
Do you speak French?
Un petit peu, et toi? I'm guessing no. Yes, I do speak a little bit, yeah.
But you recorded back in Scotland, in Glasgow.
Yeah, it was back in Scotland in my studio. So I'm kind of between Paris and Scotland still. Kind of like, it's kind of cool being between the two main cultural capitals of the world. And so did I make a joke?
And you visit, and you're visiting New York to boot.
Yes, exactly. Like number three on the list. Yeah, I love New York. I spent so much time in New York over the years, and I'm very, very happy to be back here. Like, it's, yeah, it is one of the greatest cities in the world. I absolutely love it here.
Well, you shot the Do You Want To video here in the city.
We did, yes. In fact, we saw, Bob and I went out for dinner with our friend Diane Martel, who was the director of that video. Oh, yeah. That's how we met her, and we're still pals with her, like 19 years later, you know. Like, yeah, she's great, a really, really amazing woman, and it was a lot of fun making that video, yeah.
And I love the black and white video that you did for Night or Day.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So that was with a young Scottish director called Rhianne White, and she's incredible, like super creative, and that video is actually shot in the studio where we recorded the album. So if you want to get an idea of what it looked like, as well as what it sounds like, have a look at that video and you get a pretty good idea of what the recording sessions were like.
AYR Studios.
Air Studios, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the configuration seemed very similar to what we got going on right here.
I mean, it's a smaller room. It's not like a conventional studio. It used to be a painter's studio. So it was built in the 19th century for a painter. So there's a big sort of open north-facing window and an open fire, which there isn't in the powerhouse. There's no open fire here. But they should get one. It would really improve the room.
Well, thanks again, everybody, for the great hang. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric.
The new album, The Human Fear, and Franz Ferdinand will be in Brooklyn at a fairly new venue, a venue that opened up last spring called Paramount. So we'll look forward to that on.
Yeah, I've never been there. Is it a cool? Have you been yourself?
Oh,
cool?
Yeah. Oh, it's dynamite.
Is it cool, right?
It is so grand it's really breathtaking because the ceilings are so high and it's really ornate. It's something else. They did a great job.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait to be over there.
Thanks, Franz Ferdinand.
Thank you. Should we play Night or Day?
Please do.
Look forward to every day. Oh, my. Some days are just here to try. Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes it's every night. I can be a rascal, proud, and we can be predictable. We turn to face each other, we turn to test each other, but we lean against each other.
That was Franz Ferdinand performing and in conversation for FUV Live Sessions at the Power Station at Berkeley, NYC. A big thank you to the band for sitting down with me and playing some tunes for the session. Thanks as well to the Power Station for sharing audio with us for this episode. Our FUV Live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York. I'm Eric Holland for FUV.